Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 18th, 1915, the Barbados agricultural reporter conveyed of a tragic shooting that occurred at Government Hill, St. Michael, leaving a 17-year-old boy fighting for his life. The victim, Wilbert Blanche of School Lane, Carrington Village, was seriously wounded during a struggle with a burglar and appeared to be in critical condition at the General Hospital. Wilbert's father, Henry Thomas Blanche, operated a shop on Government Hill, St. Michael, which had several rooms, one of which was used by his daughter, Jeanette, as a work room. It was customary for Mr. Blanche to return to his home in School Lane after the shop closed at night, while Wilbert would come and stay at the shop with his sister until morning. On Tuesday night, Wilbert arrived at the premises around 11 p.m. after the shop had closed. He went to the dining area behind the shop to get a drink of water and encountered a burglar. He restrained him and a struggle ensued. Hearing the commotion, Jeanette rushed to her brother's assistance. The struggle moved through several rooms as three of them struggled until they reached the drawing room. It was at this point that the intruder drew a loaded revolver from his pocket and shot Wilbert at point blank range in the abdomen. Despite this, the struggle continued and Jeanette managed to wrestle the weapon away from the attacker, who apparently broke through a dining room window and escaped. Neighbors, who were alerted by the disturbance, quickly gathered and started to render assistance to Wilbert. Wilbert's parents, along with the police, were immediately notified. The injured teen was rushed to the General Hospital and admitted by senior resident Dr. A. G. Bancroft around midnight. An operation was later performed after a short consultation. Sadly, his condition worsened the following day. Wilbert's situation was deemed so critical that a dying declaration was taken by Mr. E. C. Jackman, police magistrate of District A, in the presence of Captain W. H. G. Thorne, inspector of police. At the time of the press release, Wilbert made no improvements, and the doctor expressed the opinion that there was no hope of his recovery. This tragedy was reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, February 18th, 1915.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.